Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. We are participating in our Youth Day edition of the show. And of course, all things that we're going to discuss are around the youth. Our participation in the economy, the concerns we have around job creation in the economy. And for those of us who are fortunate enough to have jobs in some level of economic activity, what it is that we spend on. That forms part of our next conversation. So, what are we spending on? How do we spend it? How are we actually paying and transacting? This is what Ashley Safi, who's the head of spend and customer value management at FNB Card, is going to tell us more about. Ashley, a happy Youth Day and a warm welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. Happy Youth Day to you.
Thank you. I'm excited for this conversation because firstly, I think it really does give us insight into the economic activity of the youth. We're well aware of the unfortunate reality we face in South Africa of high youth unemployment. But maybe let's just start there. Do we see a level of buoyancy of those who are under the age of 35, spending, saving, and I guess, you know, having a relationship with a bank like FNB?
I mean, that's a tricky one. I think we saw about a month or so ago that if they released, I think our youth unemployment is currently sitting at 45.5%, which is significantly above the national average of 32.9%, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that is catering for our youth between ages 15 to 34, which is our national age of definition of youth. Right. And like everyone else in the country, we need to spend, and they also have, our youth has the same basic needs as everyone else, right? We all need to buy groceries. We all need to get from point A to B. So from that standpoint, spend will be the same on basic categories, right? Like groceries. However, though, the shift in some of those things is where we're starting to see the differences. So from that standpoint, we're starting to see, for example, groceries. In the older categories, so above age 35, our customers are spending traditionally about 30% of their salaries on groceries, where our youth are spending probably about 21% or 20% of their salaries on groceries, and yet they're spending about 15% of their salaries on fast food and eating out, etc. And I think that's often because of one, probably studying or lifestyle or having to quickly get something on the move, etc. Or because maybe they've got, maybe it's a quicker way to get something or cheaper in some certain instances. And then also probably family situations, right? Cooking for one person instead of having a family, etc.
I know all about the cooking. I'm an air fryer girl. Prop it in and out. And it saves a lot of time. What I'm also intrigued to take a look at, of course, is you know, what we are seeing in terms of being savvy. If we are using our points, if we are perhaps looking at cashbacks, and how we manage the transactions that we participate in. So does that play a feature at all?
Yeah, it does, right? I mean, so I definitely think it is important that customers are becoming more savvy on trying to use, obviously, their loyalty programs and trying to optimize, you know, where they can use their loyalty programs for fuel, for example, for, you know, where you can leverage it all for beauty products, you know, where are your banks partnering necessarily with places that are linked to any lifestyle places or groceries, etc., without obviously trying to market any particular bank or a loyalty program here at all. Mm-hmm. And then again, obviously just trying to optimize, you know, other places. So, you know, trying to see really where you can get the maximum benefit from deals and buying in bulk, etc. And I think something that's also really interesting for me is in the spend categories is also how our customers are spending, right? So we're really seeing that our youth is really adopting more digital payments than our older customers. And then we're also seeing some interesting things like music and gaming really coming up a lot more in the younger customers than in the older customers, as well as some lifestyle things. So gyms, fitness, outdoors things, sporting, etc.
That sounds very relatable, especially for the youth in terms of lifestyle and lifestyle choices influencing what it is that we're spending on. How are we paying, though? And I ask this selfishly because I don't tend to carry much cash. I'm not too sure if everyone else is, Ashley.
Yes, so, I mean, we're seeing a mixture of things, and we are definitely seeing a lot more card purchases, and cash has gone down quite a lot over the years. Mm-hmm. And I think customers are becoming more comfortable in carrying less cash. And I think we are obviously in a society where there will always be a need for cash in the probably the next 20 years still. However, that need has decreased significantly over the last 10 years, especially with the launch of other payment methods in South Africa. So like with the launch of PayShap last year, for example, customers are becoming comfortable using a PayShap ID and using instant payments. And then obviously also just being able to use, not have to carry your wallet and being able to just tap your phone or your watch and use your virtual card, for example. So that reliance on actually having to carry a wallet has gone away. And I think that's really where the youth has really adopted that and taken that into their stride of not having to carry around, you know, extra luggage of a wallet or a handbag, etc.
I'm down to a card holder from being a lady with a purse. So I think that's also quite telling, because it allows us to actually introspect on our own behavior, right? What we spend on, how we're spending, how we're paying for these things, and the influence that they have. What I'm also intrigued by, Ashley, that might not be highlighted in the report, is what else we tend to do with our money. Spending is easy. But are there other alternatives that we look to do in terms of our card usage from a saving or investment point of view?
100%. I mean, I don't have necessarily the saving figures with us at this point, the numbers on hand. But, I mean, that is something that we are seeing from our customer side too. I mean, we need to encourage our youth, obviously, to be savvy in terms of the product holdings that they have. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we are really encouraging from our perspective. So, for example, from our side, we have encouraged, for example, a free product offering, so no monthly transactional fees, and for our FNBY and FNBY Next products, and those are our youth products. And by doing that, it allows customers to free up then money to go and save money, for example. Mm. And that is then allowing customers to be savvy about their banking choices, etc. And then also, obviously, then encouraging customers then from a money management perspective, you know, to really go and try and save money from an early perspective, so they don't have to worry about later on. Because, I mean, I think only 6% of our older customers are able to actually retire one day.
Yeah.
So you have to start that education quite early on with our customers.
I love this part of the conversation, Ashley, and I guess it speaks to the nerds in us. You're an actuary. I'm someone who likes actuaries. So this data and this insight that you can share with us, you know, really helps us understand some of the solutions and innovative products that maybe an institution like FNB is developing that might be led by consumer and customer changes. So I guess in a nutshell, my question is, how much of what we do as customers and consumers plays a role and function in the innovative solutions we see in the banking landscape so far?
I would say everything, right? I think as time has gone on, we've become a lot smarter on how we make our product offerings more innovative and customer-centric. And I think using customer insights and data is pivotal to that, right? Mm-hmm. Understanding the customer needs is essentially everything, right? Mm. So I'm very excited personally on where banking in South Africa is going. And from a data perspective, it's a very exciting space to be in, personally understanding and using insights to help our customers.
Mm, very important. I guess to close off with, Ashley, you know, much of our conversation is really centered around our Youth Day theme, around our spending trends and spending habits. And we've previously had conversations about contactless payment, which we touched on, Black Friday spend. You've helped us understand that as youth, we spend a lot on food, groceries, eating out, as well as lifestyle. But I'm also intrigued to find out, you know, if transport plays a significant influence there, as it does typically contribute substantially to household costs and expenditure.
Yes, it really does, right? Transport is, across all age groups, a massive contributor, right? Transport is our second or third biggest category amongst all the categories of spend. And it is probably equal amongst all the categories, sitting about 9% regardless of your age, of all your spend.
Sure.
And that is something that's quite interesting to me, is that that one doesn't fluctuate as much as what groceries fluctuates between the age groups, or as much as eating out fluctuates, or entertainment or music, etc. And I think that speaks very much to you still have to get from A to B, right?
Yep, definitely. I can live on soup and bread, but I still need to get to work. Makes sense.
100%.
Ashley, it's always such a pleasure speaking to you. I love the insight that you've shared with us. Sometimes I'm envious of your job, but appreciative that we can speak to educate us. So thank you again.
Right back at you.
Thank you so much.
Have me soon back on. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. That's Ashley Safi, who's the head of spend and customer value management at FNB Card, really helping us to dig deeper into the patterns that we as young people, yes, I said we, because I am that young, typically do spend on. And largely we are dictating much of the retail spending patterns within the households that we're in. Everything from transport remaining quite steady and is a substantial cost factor that we happen to spend on. You still need to get from point A to point B. But of course, groceries being an interesting one where average customers are spending, what, 35% of their income on groceries, spent on groceries, but 15% spent on fast food. So all those takeaways you've been ordering, quick dinners and lunches and catch up with the girls over mimosa or burgers with the guys and a beer, clearly coming through in the numbers and our spending habits and techniques. And another theme that Ashley's confirmed that we have touched on the show before is the rise of contactless payment systems. Much like me, all I carry is a card holder, very minimal cash, typically use my phone to transact. I'm keen to hear what you do as a member of the youth. What are you spending on? How are you paying for it? 063-688-0959.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.